a backdating guilty plea.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. About 150 companies have admitted to backdating stock options. That means when the firms handed out options to employees, they put a very favorable date on them for a day when the stock price was low. The Fed started looking into this practice a few months ago. Yesterday, they got their first guilty plea. Bob Moon reports.
It took only a few months for the former financial chief of the telecommunications firm Comverse Technology to go from vowing to fight the charges to pleading guilty to conspiracy and securities fraud. David Kreinberg faces up to 15 years in prison and fines and restitution in the millions when he's sentenced in February. Columbia University business law professor John Coffey says, unlike the complicated Enron and WorldCom prosecutions, cases like this should be straightforward.
There won't be the same debate about accounting principles or the fear that the jury will just not be able to understand those kind of arguments. As soon as you show any falsification of a corporate book or record, you have a criminal charge.
As simple as such cases might be, a new study by a shareholder advisory group suggests the fallout has been huge. It's already estimated to have cost companies caught up in the scandal a combined $10 billion in lost share prices and additional compensation expenses. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
On Wall Street yesterday, tech stocks fell, but the blue chippers were up. The Dow climbed a tenth of a percent to its best close ever, 12,127. But the NASDAQ dropped half a percent to 2344. The S&P 500 gained a small fraction to 1377. In the dairy business, it's the happy cows versus the cheeseheads. California is about to overtake Wisconsin as the nation's top cheese producer. Rachel Dornhelm has more.
The average American eats 31 pounds of cheese a year, almost three times what they did in 1970. The number might make some think of the gain around their middle, but it makes the California Milk Advisory Board think about the state's gain in market share.
Just in 1995, we were making 70 varieties and styles of cheese. Today, we're making 250 varieties and styles.
That's the board's Nancy Fletcher. She says in the early 1980s, the state's dairy industry anticipated growing interest in the product. Now, California's poised to unseat Wisconsin as the big cheese. Both states made over 2 billion pounds of this stuff last year. But cheese author Laura Worland says California's edge going forward is simple. It's got milk.
You can't make cheese without the raw material, that is the milk, and California has more of that than any other state.
Nearly half of California's milk supply is now made into cheese. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
The radio station chain many people love to hate may be going private. A couple of published reports say Clear Channel is in serious talks with private equity firms. Clear Channel has rejected private equity bids before, but now the company seems more open to the idea. This is Marketplace. Another stack of earnings reports on the desk this morning. Today, Honda said its profits fell 4% last quarter compared to a year ago. But that really doesn't indicate how the company's doing. Sales were up 12% for the quarter. Raw material and research costs took a bite out of profits. It's really all about expectations. Amazon.com reported a steep drop in earnings for the third quarter, but the company still beat Wall Street's predictions. So shares were up 10% in overnight trading. Amazon also said it's planning to put the brakes on growth. One of the world's top appliance makers says profits almost tripled last quarter. Swedish company Electrolux made 21 cents a share in the third. Sales were pretty flat, though. Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellow Shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, for information protection you can depend on. More at Fellows.com. And by LendingTree.com. Where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. 7-Eleven has decided it's not going to sell cocaine. Cocaine is a new energy drink. There's no cocaine in it, just lots and lots of caffeine. But the name has prompted a lot of complaints from parents, and on the can, the word cocaine is spelled out in what looks like white powder. So 7-Eleven is pulling it from the shelves. A movie opening this Friday is about as controversial as you can get. Some theater chains have refused to show Death of a President. A few broadcasters have rejected advertising for the film. Commentator Robert Reich shares his thoughts.
I've only seen the trailer, but from what I've seen, I can tell you Death of a President is as tasteless as it is obscene. It's styled as an investigative documentary. Mixing real news footage with dramatized segments, it depicts a fictional 2007 assassination of President Bush. Now, I'm a libertarian when it comes to what people can see or hear, but this film tests my libertarian principles. And to release it days before a midterm election is shameless and exploitative. A civilized society sets limits on what can be sold in the market. It's illegal to sell babies or body parts, narcotics, prostitution, or hardcore pornography. Well, maybe it should be illegal to sell a movie about assassinating a sitting president. Yet, we are also a democracy, and I don't like the idea of banning any form of speech, no matter how sick and warped it may be. This film doesn't try to make a political point, but suppose it did. Suppose a film portrayed scenes of political violence as a means of conveying a political message. Once we start banning this kind of thing, we're on a slippery slope to Big Brother, deciding what kind of speech should be banned on the basis of its content. So my reluctant conclusion is that as long as it doesn't incite violence, the film should be allowed to be released. But that doesn't mean we have to watch it. In fact, we ought to teach the producers and movie houses a lesson they won't forget. Let's show them shameful sensationalism like this doesn't sell. So here's my strong recommendation. Don't pay good money to see this movie.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Share your opinions with us. You can log on to our website, marketplace.org, and send us an email. And while you're there, check out our new podcast. We're podcasting all three of our programs, the Marketplace Morning Report, the Marketplace Afternoon Show, and the weekend program, Marketplace Money. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.